Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, Celeste, you mentioned that Newt Gingrich was polling single digits before yesterday, and now, well...
Yeah, I didn't say single digits, but I just said bad.
Okay.
But single digits, I think, qualifies
as
bad. Yeah,
I'm saying single digits because I believe he was polling at 7%. I think that was the latest poll on Newt Gingrich's campaign.
Right.
Well, it's gone from anemic to something worse than anemic now. His campaign manager and half a dozen senior advisors all resigned en masse yesterday, all at once, gone from the Gingrich campaign. Let's take a look at the Gingrich campaign, such as it is, and take a little trip around the horn with the Republicans now with my colleague from Washington, D.C., Jay Newton Small, Washington correspondent for Time magazine. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, Todd.
So half a dozen senior officials, Rob Johnson, longtime spokesman Rick Tyler, who wrote the famous Gingrich memo to the media after reports of his disastrous campaign launch. What does this mean? I mean, polling at 7% in the first place... So where does Gingrich's campaign stand?
Well, there's a lot of problems with the rollout of Gingrich's campaign. For a guy who's been pretty much running for president for the last 20 years, you would think it'd be a little bit more well thought out. But I think my understanding is that what came down to a big sticking point was the fact that he went on vacation on a cruise to Greece for the last 2 weeks. And he hasn't been focusing on fundraising the way that they wanted him to. And they basically said, look, there's just not a path anymore for you to win the nomination. And they essentially quit.
They said you need to be out raising the early money to run in the early states. And instead you're doing, Jackie Onassis style cruising the Mediterranean.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
It doesn't show a lot of sort of, commitment, let me say, to the campaign when you're out, within the first sort of 2 months of you announcing your candidacy, you're on vacation for 2 weeks.
And Newt Gingrich says he's committed. He's kind of spun this as the opportunity for the rebirth of the campaign, and he's going to kind of reannounce things next week, right?
Yep, he's going to relaunch in Los Angeles on Sunday. But and this is, there are examples of politicians who've actually come back from something like this. You remember John Kerry in summer of 2003, he had a whole bunch of staff that quit, and he had to completely revamp his campaign, and then he went on to be the nominee. And
didn't it happen to John McCain as well?
Yeah, exactly. John McCain, he had a whole bunch of staff that quit, completely changed the direction of the campaign. He almost went bankrupt, remember?
Yep.
And then he became the nominee. But in both those cases, when they had staff quit, they quickly brought in a big set of new names. Quickly said, we're just going to change the direction of the campaign. Completely different ideological break, and we're just going to focus on something else. And so, what we need to see now from Gingrich is who's going to run his campaign. What's the difference going to be, and who's the big name that he's going to bring in?
Well, I guess we'll see what the answer to that is. So it may not be the death knell for Newt Gingrich. It's happened to other candidates. We mentioned that who've gone on to the nomination. But the interesting part about this, Jay Newton Small from Time, is that a couple of these senior staffers on Gingrich's campaign staff were actually not Newt Gingrich loyalists. They were loyalists to Texas Governor Rick Perry, and the buzz is now growing on a Rick Perry candidacy. How do we interpret this?
That's a possibility, and Rick Perry himself has been making all kinds of noises about, I'm thinking about it, and he's not ruling it out. I think he's got some issues that he needs to overcome and find answers to. For example, he at one point said he wanted Texas to secede from the Union, so how do you now say that you want to leave the Union that you wanted to leave not too long ago? So he's got some considerations there.
In terms of Rick Perry running, though, is it fair to interpret senior staffers jumping ship from a campaign that they consider maybe sinking and going to a ship that they consider floating, which might be Rick Perry, or am I reading too much into it?
I think that there was, the fact that so many staff left at once from Newt Gingrich's campaign more so said to me that the campaign was sinking and that they just were sure the candidate wasn't viable more than Rick Perry is going to announce any day now and we're going to jump over to him. But I think it does the two coincide quite nicely. And now they can go back into helping Perry if they want, if he ends up running. So we'll see.
Okay, Jay Newton Small, we know Newt Gingrich's campaign is anemic. maybe Rick Perry's in, maybe he's out, but somebody we know is in is former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, no doubt about it. Latest polling yesterday shows Mitt Romney pulling way ahead. Forget about single digits. He's polling above 20% now, which is way ahead of any of Tim Pawlenty or any of the other declared candidates in the Republican race.
I mean, I think the economy as an issue really helps him because that's his forte. You know, he is a former sort of head of Bain Industries. He's got this great sort of record as a CEO, as somebody who can balance budgets. And it gives him strength in order to sort of beat Obama over the head, or President Obama over the head with, you know, where are the jobs? Why is the recovery not doing well? You know, and that's literally his mantra every day.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what, Jay? After that polling data came out and they said, wow, Romney's above 20%, go Romney. I can't tell you got the same emails I did from all the Tea Party groups saying, not so fast. We're going to do everything we can to get somebody un-Romney. That's what the Tea Party's saying.
Yeah, and you'll also find it interesting, there was a Reuters poll out the other day which saw Sarah Palin pulling 22%, which was kind of shocking considering she has done nothing but take a bus tour of historical sites thus far.
And is still a Fox contributor and is decidedly not a candidate.
Well, not yet. I mean, I think she's getting there. You know, she's certainly getting more and more serious about exploring, at least.
More serious about exploring. Well, there's going to be some exploring going on in Palin land later on this afternoon, Jay Newton Small. What's happening in Alaska at 9 a.m. Alaska time?
Well, they're going to release about 24,000 emails of hers from the governor's office, which they're going to be – I'm one of the journalists that they're going to be FedExing these things to. Even though they're releasing them first thing in the morning, none of us are actually in Alaska, or at least I don't think anybody – I mean, some of the media might have flown up, but none of the media that I know.
And why are they doing this? Why are they releasing 24,000 pages of Palin emails?
Because there's been so much demand from reporters about, you know, her correspondence. There's been FOIA requests under the Freedom of Information Act. So they basically said, fine, we're gonna honor all these requests. We're going to just dump all of these emails and sort of put them out there. Now, keep in mind, this is an administration. Sean Parnell, who's the governor of Alaska, who was her deputy when she was governor of Alaska, who's still quite loyal to Sarah Palin. And I'm not sure. I mean, my understanding from Palin world is that they're not really too worried about what's going to come out in these emails.
What are reporters looking for? Is there something specific, or is it just a trolling mission because she might be a candidate and she's controversial?
There's a former staffer, Frank Bailey, who's written a book which has all of these very sort of salacious emails about how crazy she is and shows how mercurial she is. And so they're looking for those kinds of emails, just sort of something that incriminates her and makes her seem crazy.
Mm. Like I said, sounds like a bit of a trolling mission there. All right, well, that's a good look around the horn of the Republican race, such as it stands. Sarah Palin, not a candidate, but Jay Newton Small of Time Magazine, Washington correspondent, says she's thinking about exploring. We're going to be exploring her emails at 1 p.m. Eastern today. They come out in Alaska. Hey, Jay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Talk to you again.